Channel 826 on our different platforms, satellite decoders, or you might be listening to us on www.radioislam.co.za. No matter where you're listening to us, the time has just gone 7 minutes past the hour of two, and welcome to the Nazm Hour. Today we come to you live from Richards Bay in KZN, and I see smiles here on all the children's faces. It's just wonderful to be in your company on the Nazm Hour. Normally I have with me Hafiz Hanzala Hafiji, who you could hear in the promo. He was fighting with me and he was troubling me, but that's why I left him behind. I said, I'm not taking with me to KZN, I'm going to go to the beach myself. I hope Hafiz Hanzala is listening, but when I go back, I know he's going to trouble me for that chalebi. But it is time for the Nazm Hour, and we come to you live from the Jumma Masjid, Masjid al-Rahma, here in Richards Bay, KwaZulu Natal, the Zululand. Do you guys know how to say speak in Zulu? No, they're shaking their heads. Let's welcome them onto the Nazm Hour. Now, normally we have the nasal meter. Maulana Bukharia is sitting with it. He's going to tell us if the needle moves, right? So, do you guys speak Afrikaans in KZN? No? Or you speak Afrikaans? Do you guys only speak Zulu? Okay, let's see. What does power mean in Zulu? Or how do you say power in Zulu? Mandla. Mandla. Okay, so let's see how much mandla the people of Richards Bay have. Let's see how much krach the people of Richards Bay have. Right. So when I welcome you to the Nazm Hour, you have to show South Africa, you have to show the world how much power you have. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. No, my Bukhari says this is the poppest town ever. Okay, let's see how much power you have. Right, this is the last try. Show the world how much of power Richards Bay has. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, it looks like you broke that meter now. Sure, Richards Bay is strong. Molana, they just needed your power there. MashaAllah, so we come to you live from Richards Bay here in KZN, and it is the Masjid al-Rahma here in Masjid al-Rahma, the Jumma Masjid in Richards Bay, KZN. And what we're going to do is we're going to go straight to our itinerary, inshallah. Remember, there's loads of prizes to be won on the Nazm Hour, and we're going to be speaking more about it. With me, I have Maulana Habib Bobat, who's going to be co-presenting with me. Maulana, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, occasionally I do appear on the Nazm Hour with Hafiz Noman, maybe once a year, Noman? Once a year, mashallah. Okay, the reason why I'm on, I've got a very dear colleague here of ours, Maulana Ridwan Mansour, who's been here from the start, and he's been the imam of the locality, mashallah. Maulana Ridwan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana and team, alhamdulillah, it's wonderful to have us in our town. A long awaited program, mashallah.
Yeah, Abiz Noman, you know, Maulana has been working, the youngsters, they say they were graphing. In their term, they were graphing for 2 days already, or even from Thursday, you know, they come into madrasa and they learning and learn. They got a program planned out and chalked out for us. They've got nasheeds, they've got speeches, they've got surahs, they've got everything. So the next 2 hours are going to be jam-packed on Radio Islam International. We want you to stay tuned. This program is coming to you from the heart of the Zululand, Richards Bay. So Noman, inshallah, just briefly take us to, or let's give Maulana the itinerary, and briefly just give us an overview of what we can expect in the next 2 hours, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, we have our kiddies lined up in the beginning, who inshallah, with the sweetness of their voice and their innocence, will render us few of the Quranic verses, inshallah, and steal our hearts away. Then we have a few of our nasheeds. Let's not give it away, leave it as a surprise. We have few of the surahs our kiddies will recite. We had some beautiful speeches which will attach itself to Ramadan. And thereafter we had some poems which were made by the kids themselves, and they are eager to recite and render these poems. And we will end, inshallah, with a few surprises in the programs as well.
So Maulana, just give us some insight into the preparation, because mashallah, these youngsters are so excited. And then once we get done with the formalities, we'll then go into the program, and then at least we create some context for the listeners as to what kind of preparation goes behind a program like this.
Alhamdulillah, as we know, the kids are fasting, and Hijabat Magar Jamar also for the parents to run up and down also. But nevertheless, they were all enthusiastic, all supportive of this program. So although Ramadan kicked in, a lot of preparation went into this, hours and hours of, you know, shouting and getting them to sit down. And I mean, Alhamdulillah, they all are eager, they all are smiling. They all wanted, Mawana, can I do this? Mawana, can I do that? You know, everybody wants to do Anat, everybody wants to read Surah Rahman, the entire thing. But unfortunately, time is restricted. So Alhamdulillah, on Saturday also they came to Madrasa. Yesterday they finished half an hour late. And on a Saturday early in the morning they were here preparing, reciting over and over again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them abundantly and make it a successful hour as well.
Abu Zaman, you know, I must tell you, 2 weeks back, on the 5th of May, I made a special visit to Richards Bay and Pangeni to see how we can plan the weekend. And with the fadl and the grace of Allah, Alhamdulillah, everything is coming to fruition. And thus far, mashallah.
MashaAllah, yes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Mulana for all his efforts and as well as the youngsters, because you guys put the effort into preparing this wonderful program. Okay, so we're going to be touching on the Color of Love competition, inshallah, that's on Radio Islam at the moment during the month of Ramadan. And there's cash prizes up for grabs. What we're going to do is we're going to tell you more about it once we start the program. Okay, so to start it off, we're going to be calling... Let's see, we're going to be calling Zaid. Zaid's going to come to the front and he's going to read for us an opening kirat. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Zaid.
Zaid, mashallah. And Zaid, what's your surname?
Musa.
Zaid Musa. Okay, and how old are you?
6 years
of age, and tell me, are you going to grade 1?
Yes.
Yes, okay, mashallah. You can start with your kirat.
Just before we start, the ladies who are following from the classroom, you can also be part of the program, and the WhatsApp number is 07222. That's 07222 18384. We'll read out your messages in the program. 07222 18384. Brother Ibrahim will give the number again if you did not get it, or from Molana he'll WhatsApp the number. 07222 18384. You can WhatsApp us throughout the program, inshallah, and we will read out your messages for the youngsters, inshallah. 07222 18384. So let's start off the program here. Noman, I must describe this colorful youngster here. He's got a qubba on, looks like the Imamul Haram. And if you want to see him, log on to Radio Islam's Instagram account as we will bring you visuals, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil. Wa amsala alayhim tayran ababil. Tarmihim bihijaratin min sijjil. Faja'alahum kasim mawku. Sadaqallahu lazim.
MashaAllah, very, very well read. What do we say? MashaAllah, yes, very, very well rendered. Then what we're going to do is, because we had one boy come up and read Kirat, we're going to ask Leah and Maliha to come forward and read for us a surah together. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, show the crowd who's Leah and who's Maliha. Come stand here next to me. Come, Maliha, stand up also.
Surah.
Okay, what's your name?
Maliha. Leah. Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmid المستقيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Ameen. MashaAllah. Let's all say MashaAllah together.
MashaAllah.
Yes, so if you're listening to us on Radio Islam International, we're coming to you live from Richards Bay in KZN. And if you want to see visuals of what's going out on air, you can watch us live on Instagram. Instagram live, so follow the Radio Islam account and you will see Mona Habibo what is running that for us at the moment. Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to go through and we're going to be doing the anthem. Now, I think, that does the school have an anthem? So is Richard, what's the name of the school? Atfaluddin. So is Madrasa Atfaluddin a country on its own? Because you guys have an anthem. Okay, let's all read the anthem together.
I sometimes lie awake at night and wonder at the stars so bright. I dream about my future too and the things that I will do. Soon the world will count on me. I'm the future, they agree. People depend on me somehow. The small and the mud I am now. So you and I, my dearest friend, will stand together till the end. For we are one by all of grace, no matter what our creed or race. We will prepare ourselves today for a journey on life's way. So much there is to learn and see. For true believers, we must be. Oh Allah, we love you so. Give us help and make us grow. Be with us each passing day while we journey on life's way.
Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, very, very well rendered there. Maulana, tell us, who implemented the anthem into the school's curriculum?
Alhamdulillah, just a few years ago we started doing jalsas in our madrasa. After 4 years, we initiated it in our madrasa. And then a few of the apas were enthusiastic. First they said, let's write our own, and then let's, you know, get something from somebody else's idea. And MashaAllah, since then the kids have taken well to it, and on a yearly basis, Alhamdulillah, we try and read it from our jalsas.
MashaAllah, that's a wonderful, wonderful initiative. Okay, so next up, what we're going to do is we're going to call up Saleh. Is it Saleh? That's going to be Saleha. That's going to be reading the poem for us. Saleha, you can come forward. Okay, let's see. Let's face the group also. Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Now, Saleha, what's your surname?
Kasim.
Saleha Kasim, and how old are you?
10.
10 years of age. Okay, and what grade are you in?
Jamaat 4.
Jamaat 4. Okay, so it's not grade here, it's Jamaat. First time I've come across that. Mahabib, did you know they have Jamaat here?
4 months.
4 months. Mahabib is going for 4 months. MashaAllah. Okay, Saleha, you can start.
I'm a little Muslim. Alhamdulillah. I believe in Allah and Rasulullah. Quran is my guide and Sunnah is my way. This I will follow every single day. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. Just repeat the first line for us again.
I'm a little Muslim, Alhamdulillah.
I'm a little Muslim, Alhamdulillah. What did we all say?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. It looks like the fast is getting everyone. They're all going to sleep, Mulana. Okay, MashaAllah. Jazakallah for that, Saliha. Next up, what we're going to do is we're going to call upon Yunus to come and read for us a nasheed. And is this going to be a group nasheed? MashaAllah. Okay.
I've come to set.
Okay, so while we wait for them to prepare themselves and the boys to come towards the front, remember we have the Color of Love competition on Radio Islam. You can visit our website www.radioislam.co.za, and inshallah next week Saturday will be the draw. We have 300 rands, 200 rands and 100 rand to give away next week for the coloring competition, inshallah. Okay, so let's let this group sing for us the story. Is it on Yunus alayhi salam? Okay, remember we're on Insta Live, on Instagram. You can visit us on Radio Islam's Instagram page and you can see live visuals of the Nizam Hour coming to you from Richards Bay in KZN.
Prophet Yunus, even in the deepest, darkest ocean, Allah responded to the Prophet Yunus. In the belly of the whale, he raised his hands up and praised Allah the Almighty and asked Allah for forgiveness. Prophet Yunus in the belly of the whale, never did he ever doubt that Allah is the most merciful, and hearer of every dua. He had a mission to convey Allah's word to his people. Never did he doubt his message from Allah. Prophet Yunus, the peace with his people, to worship only Allah. Please give up your idols, please stop frustrating to them. Allah created you and everything that you see around, but they are not taking, they ignore his pleas. Prophet Yunus ran away, even in the deepest, darkest ocean, Allah responded to the Prophet Yunus. In the belly of the whale, he raised his hand up and praised Allah the Almighty and asked Allah for forgiveness. Prophet Yunus in the belly of the whale, never did he ever doubt that Allah is the most merciful and hearer of every dua. He said Yunus put on a ship and set off on his journey. Sometimes he ran into a storm. As he approached in the middle of the ocean, the ship began to capsize. Life was in danger, but Allah had a master plan. But Yunus knew what he had to do. His name was drawn three times. He jumped overboard, he was swallowed whole by a whale sent by Allah. In the deepest, darkest ocean, Allah responded to the Prophet Yunus. In the belly of the whale, he raised his hands up and praised Allah the Almighty and asked Allah for forgiveness. Prophet Yunus in the belly of the whale, never did he ever doubt that Allah is the most merciful and hearer of every dua.
MashaAllah. Very, very well rendered there, MashaAllah. And you can watch us live on Instagram, on Radio Islam's Instagram account. We are live and you can see live visuals coming to you from the Richards Bay Masjid, Masjid al-Rahma here in KZN. Mahabib?
MashaAllah. You know, Mala Ridwan, I was just reflecting while the children were singing that it's one of the most effective way of educating our young ones. I mean, you can't give them a two-hour lecture on Yunus alayhi salam and what happened. But if you put it into their language, according to their level, as the Prophet says, أَنزِلُ النَّاسَ مَنَازِلَهُمْ, that speak to people according to their understanding and level, this is an excellent initiative where you are educating them and at the same time it's fun. I mean, they were capturing all the important details of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's life.
Alhamdulillah. And in the same manner, we've made them write their own poems on the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam according to how it rhymes and what sounds good for them. So few of those poems, alhamdulillah, they will say today. And in that form, they have learnt, alhamdulillah, in a terrific manner, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, so this, for people who are listening to us on the airways of Radio Islam International, is an excellent initiative of introducing in your classroom, especially for the younger kids, where they are trying to understand and trying to learn the important matters of deen. Put it in poetic form, put it in a nasheed form, it's still education, but at the same time you are adding the element of edutainment, mashallah.
Yes, mashallah, and because everyone puts so much effort into preparing for the Nizam, I'm going to give everyone a CD and a Kit Kat chocolate. How do you feel about that? Do you feel excited? Yes, okay, no, I think they're fasting, so that's why they can't eat the Kit Kat now. Okay, mashallah, so now what I'm going to do is we're going to just hold on with the itinerary, and I'm going to ask you a question. I got a Nizam hour which is done up for grabs. Who's excited for that? Okay, so you need to listen to my question, okay? So my question to you is, this is going to be the Nizam hour which is done that's up for grabs, and so normally the first 10 days of Ramadan are the days of mercy. The second 10 days is the days of forgiveness. And the last 10 days is the days of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So what's the first 10 days? If you scream out, then I won't ask you the question. Someone stands a chance of winning. Maulana Habib, who do we choose to give the answer? Okay, oh, that means everyone needs to sit down maybe. Maulana Habibi is going to think about it. So, to remember the answer, after this next item, inshallah, we're going to be giving the juzdan away, okay? Just remember the answer and don't tell your partner what it is, or else they'll win the juzdan. Okay, next up we have Ziyad is going to come forward and do for us a rendition, and let's welcome him onto the Nizam Hour. Ziyad, assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
And what's your surname?
Badruddin.
Ziyad Badruddin, and how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
You're 10 years of age, and what grade are you in?
Jamaat 4.
Jamaat 4 also. Okay, mashallah. Ziyad, what are you going to do for us?
A nazam.
You're going to sing for us a nasheed. And what's the name of the nazam?
Ya Rasulullah.
Ya Rasulullah. Does it go, Ya Rasulullah, like this? Okay, let's see how much of talent you have.
يا رسول الله وقدوتنا أن نظر الكر ويدنبسنا أن نرضى أبدا للتنا برسول الله يا ندري كيف سجورات وتبانيتم بعلى ونزمجر وصاني برسول الله وقلوب أبدا لا تنسى.
ما شاء الله. And tell us, how long did it take you to learn the nasheed?
No, my mother played it for me a lot of times, and then I learned it.
Wonderful, mashallah. Now, once you get the CD, you're going to learn all the tracks on the CD, okay?
Ji.
So when you do come back to Riches Bay, Mulana, then inshallah, they all learn one track, inshallah. Okay, let's see. Mulana, did you choose someone for the juzdan?
Ji, this little girl, what's her name? Maliha. No, the black abaya.
Muslima.
Muslima, mashallah. Muslima.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And Muslima, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam. Okay, alhamdulillah. And tell us, do you know the answer of our question? What's the first 10 days of Ramadan?
Maafi.
Mercy, is that correct? Gee, are you guys sad that you guys didn't get? Oh, don't stress. There's still another Juzdan. There's still bookmarkers to give away. There's still key rings to give away. And everyone's going to get a chocolate and a CD, okay? MashaAllah. So the answer, the first 10 days of Ramadan are the days of mercy. Say MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
Okay, and are you going to fill lunch inside the Juzdan?
Yes.
Okay, Molana, you're going to get extra lunch, I think so. Okay, next item on the itinerary we have is Nasiha. And Nasiha is going to be reading for us a surah. Let's call Nasiha to the front. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
And what's your surname?
Suleiman.
Nasiha Suleiman. Okay, come stand here. Okay, and tell us what grade are you in?
Jamaat 3.
Jamaat 3. And what surah are you going to read for us?
Surah Takathur.
Surah Takathur. Okay, you can go in.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Nasiha Suleiman read a very, very, very well track. Okay, now I'm not going to say, what do we always say?
MashaAllah.
Okay, so when one of us finish our rendition, then we must all say MashaAllah together, okay? Okay, inshallah. Let's go to our next item on the list, and that's going to be a nasheed. Mulana, you said that this other hidden, or what do you say?
Surprise.
Surprise nasheeds. And are you going to tell me what's it, Mulana?
And before Mulana tells us about the surprise item, perhaps he can just tell us, Mulana, how many students in the madrasa all together and from which grades to which grades?
Alhamdulillah, we have approximately 68 students in the madrasa this year. And we have from grade R up to Jamaat 7, which is the way the curriculum ends. And alhamdulillah, there are a few students who, while going to high school, they attend madrasa. So we have the grade 8 also running at least once or twice a week. It's not formal, but they informally attend. And alhamdulillah, they get the environment of the madrasa, etc.
Lovely, mashallah. If you're in Richards Bay, it's like you're in New Zealand. That's how beautiful it is. Clean, nicely spread out. The scenic views and wonderful. Mala Bukhari had a wonderful view this morning also, while she was driving back, just close to the bush there, mashallah.
Okay, next item on the list is one of our youngsters is going to be singing for us, Omar. Are they all singing together? Give thanks to Allah. Okay, so we're going to keep that rather for the next hour, Mulana, so that inshallah our listeners can look forward to that nasheed. Next up, what we're going to do is we're going to ask Huzaifa Mansoor to come forward and sing for us a nasheed. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Do you want to sit down or you understand?
Stand.
Okay, Huzaifa, tell us what grade are you in?
Jamaat 2.
Jamaat 2, and what's your nasheed about?
It's Kadam hai Meri Mola.
Meri Mola. Okay, you can start. Bismillah. Hold me.
Meri Mola Tera Sani Nahi Sane Sammane Me Tu Hi Hai Ma Tere Mutala Ka Sada Isa Ka Arata Hai Na Tujhe Ko Kati Hai
Now remember, the main objective of why we have the Nazm is not to just listen to Qirat and Nasheed and just listen to riddles and get your brain all messed up thinking of what the riddle is. But it's to motivate everyone that's listening on the airwaves of Radio Islam to be in the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the means of us reciting Quran, through us reciting Nasheed and the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so next up, what we're going to do is we're going to ask Zahra to render for us a poem, and we call Zahra to the front. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And Zahra, what's your surname?
Kalam.
Oh, Kalam. Okay, is it correct?
Hello.
Oh, Kello, like hello. Kello, mashallah, Zahra Kello. And what's your poem? What's the topic of your poem?
Musa
alayhi salam. Okay, you can go in.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Zahra Kello. Oh people, do you know the story of Musa? This is no ordinary story about his son Musa. He was truly a man of taqwa. He led a life filled with Ibrahim. Wherever he went, he gave da'wah. Believe in Allah and you will get Jannah. In his life filled with lessons, filled with many blessings, from the incident of the Asur to the mountains where he spoke to Allah, really inspiring is the life of Musa. Evil King Pheasants killed all the males, including Musa. Allah commanded, put him in the river. Eventually, he floated to the lap of Asya, incident of the magicians, where they tried to use the intelligence, but Allah showered Musa with his benevolence. Many saw this, and the iman was evident. The king was arrogant, so he succumbed into punishment. In the end, Allah's power was magnificent, destroyed the evil king and his entire kingdom. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, very, very well read there. Nasiha, right? Nasiha is a name. Or Zahra. Zahra Kalo. That I think I remember the surname. MashaAllah. Okay, so if you have any messages for us, you can message on 07-222-18384. And that's the live WhatsApp number. At the moment, you can send your messages of motivation through to that number. 07-222-18384. And we're going to break now, but we're going to take messages from Mala Habib. Mala Habib, what's the messages that are coming through?
Yes, I'm going to first end the video, mashallah, on Instagram, and thereafter access the messages. Okay, so in terms of the messages, it says, Assalamu alaikum, mashallah, to my talented nephew, Huzaifa Mansoor, for the beautiful nasheed. May Allah accept. This is from a proud uncle, Uzair Mansoor. Jazakallah khair. It would be nice if you can just tell us where you guys are messaging from, like which town or which place, just to put it on the map, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them more knowledge to carry on learning our beautiful deen, inshallah. That's another message that comes, that's come through here. Please send link for Instagram. No, you can't send a link for Instagram. You have to download the app and follow Radio Islam for all the latest. Another one says, MashaAllah Zaid. Another message says, Assalamu alaikum. I just wanted to send a message for my nephews, Zaid, Muhammad and Huzaifa. MashaAllah, may Allah make you all Alimul Quran, and from your proud Kala in Durban. Oh, Kala is going to send bajias also later, mashallah. I would like to say Ramadan Mubarak to all my family and friends, to my daughter Saliha and Salma. I am very proud of y'all. You know, in Durban they say y'all, y'all place, y'all Sumaya Qasim. That's the message coming from there, mashallah. And then, okay, the other messages are still trickling through. On behalf of our madrasa, educators, students and parents, we would like to say big jazakallah to Radio Islam for giving us the opportunity to take part in this meritorious program and to host us on air. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take your y'all, you see Noman again, y'all, y'all from strength to strength and continue all the good work inshallah. May Allah reward you for all the sacrifices and efforts. Ameen. This is from Hasina Mansoor and family from Richards Bay. Yes, so 07-222-18384. You can send your sentiments, comments, remarks, all on this number, and inshallah we'll continue with the program and we'll bring you more coverage there, inshallah.
JazakAllah for that. Mawlana Habib Bobat is handling our WhatsApp line at the moment. And we've heard surahs, we've heard kirat, we've heard nasheeds. Now we're going to go and listen to a dua. What you guys think of that? Okay, so let's call Yumna to the front to read for us a dua. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your surname, Yumna?
Mansoor.
Mansoor, and are you shy?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, and how old are you?
6.
6 years old, mashallah. And what dua are you going to read for us?
Dua for Adhan.
Dua after Adhan. Okay, you can look at that Instagram live and read for us, okay?
اللهم رب هذه الوقت التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وأهو مقام محمود للة وأعطى إنك لا تؤنف المئات
ما شاء الله. Very, very well read. Well, tell us, how long did it take? Is it in those 2 weeks that all of them prepared the, what they'll be reading and singing for us?
Alhamdulillah, we always have them prepared in advance. And over the years of, jalsas and rehearsals and, you know, they being advanced syllabus with a grade R. So many of them, alhamdulillah, they ahead of the syllabus. So to get them prepared takes few, 2-3 days, you know, just to get them for that ready for the big occasion. But other than that, alhamdulillah, they come to the...
MashaAllah, so Mawlana says that the learners are always prepared. I think, Mawlana Habib, one of the days we'll just pitch up here in Richards Bay and tell Mawlana, you know what, bring all the students, Ekor Kalam. MashaAllah. Okay, so we're going to just hold on with our itinerary. Now tell me, does anyone know the Nasheed in Zulu? Have you guys heard the Nasheed in Zulu? No. Did you hear the Nasheed in Zulu? Mawlana Habib, did you hear the Nasheed in Zulu? Welcome, you have. Ma, remember the thing. Ma, do you know the Nasheed in Zulu?
I don't know it, but I heard it.
You heard it? Okay, and, but come on, I think this is Zulu land. You guys were supposed to know it. You don't know it. It goes like, Sizoba ama gugu ebi tweni bak. Who understands? No one understands Zulu, yeah? You don't understand. It goes like, Inklabeni, unklaba wantle, inklabi yontlela. They're laughing at me, Mulana. What do you think of that nasheed?
Alhamdulillah, we had one youngster in our madrasa, in our ulum. I think he's in the same nazam, so we had it from class.
Oh, okay. Yeah. MashaAllah. And it's an Afrikaans one. Do you know that one, the one in Afrikaans? Nazams are not only in Urdu and English. It says, Andi veral, di veya veral, di slamat hir for ons. You guys never hear of it? Oh, it looks like this country is somewhere out of this world, maybe. Is Richards Bay is not on the map. You guys don't know Zulu, you don't know Afrikaans. I think, Ma, you know what, I think we need to call this Urdu land. What do you think of that? Richards Bay is the new Urdu land of South Africa. I think Venda is no more going to be the Urdu land. It's going to be Richards Bay, mashallah. Okay, so we're going to call upon Asmal, the student by the surname of Asmal, to read for us a surah. And you can come ahead. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Muhammad,
and your surname is Asma?
Yes.
And how old are you?
8.
You're 8 years old, and why do you look so shy? You shy or not? Yes, little bit. Okay, not a problem. You can go in. What surah are you going to read for us?
Tabarak Allah.
You're going to read for us the whole of Tabarak?
No.
No.
Alhamdulillah, at this young age, Muhammad Alhamdulillah is one of those students who have baten all the major surahs of the Quran, Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk as well. Alhamdulillah, Pak has really blessed him. We make dua, Allah makes him a good hafiz, inshallah. Only.
I mean, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you a dedicated and complete hafiz, inshallah. You can go in.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. تبارك الذي بيده ملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة يبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا هو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق السبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت
فرج البصر الكر من فطور ثم مرج البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسي وواسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيها وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين يأتدنا لما زاب السير وللذين كفروا عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شريكا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ولم يأتكم نذير قالوا بل قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Muhammad Asmal, 8 years of age, and as Maulana has mentioned that he knows most of the big surahs like Surah Yasin, Surah Waqia, Surah Tabarak, and many of the surahs may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah accept him to become a dedicated and complete hafiz inshallah. Ameen. And to all the other boys and girls also, that we all need to work towards a goal. And that goal is how we want to attain the best in the akhirah, inshallah. Okay, so it looks like Maulana, once you say you retire, then you have new imams already. Inshallah, ameen. Okay, we're going to be calling Muhammad Ibrahim Desai, and he has a very important speech for us. And that's based on the silkworm. Where's Muhammad Ibrahim? Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
And Muhammad Ibrahim, Maulana was telling me that your speech is about how a silkworm keeps fast.
Ji.
Does it keep fast?
Ji.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Did you know that the world of insects introduces us to patterns of fasting which shows us the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Today, I am going to enlighten you about the beautiful silkworm. In the beginning of spring, the babies, called larvae, feed on mulberry leaves for 5 days. Their bodies grow big too quickly, so much so that their skin cannot bear this quick growth. So, then they must fast for 1 or 2 days until the old skin is replaced with a bigger one. This process takes place 5 times during 30 days. Eventually, they become huge in size. Subhanallah, Al-Hakim Allah Ta'ala is most wise. The larva then go to rest in a quiet spot to spin a cocoon made out of silk thread. It is extremely amazing to know that the larva spins only one thread, a fine, strong thread that can be from 400 to 1,200 meters. This covering is called a cocoon, and this thread is actually the source of real raw silk. Alhamdulillah Ya Al-Azim, praises unto you, O Allah the Magnificent. Inside the cocoon, the larva becomes a worm, then spends the rest of its days fasting, and then, when summer comes, the worm is transformed into a beautiful creature called the silkworm moth. Glory be to Allah the Originator, the Restorer, Al-Mubdi Al-Mu'id. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow us with beneficial knowledge, and may He grant us the ability to understand, appreciate, and practice on this precious ilm. Inshallah, ameen. Jazakallah khair.
MashaAllah, and before you run away, Muhammad Ibrahim, I need to ask you a question. Tell me, did you research this?
Ji.
And what made you research a topic like this?
Well, it's from 2 years ago when I did a
speech.
A speech for Madrasa. Rana was asking us to do on different things, and he asked me to put the silkworm. Then I researched up on it.
MashaAllah, and do you know of any other insects maybe?
Not really.
No, maybe any other animal?
Well, I did do research on the camel once.
What important fact you have for us? Maybe the what?
Well, they have double eyelashes which blocks out the sand as they when they are crossing the desert. Also, their hooves are spread wide so that they don't sink into the sand.
Mulana, they have double eyelashes so the sand doesn't go in their eyes. MashaAllah.
Yes, indeed. The camel is the ship of the desert, and you know, it reminds me of one beautiful incident and story. But it's going to take up too much time, so inshallah, I'll keep it for off air. But if I do get chance, I'll share it with you people. Mullah Ridwan, very interesting. Tell us, so what's the madrasa times at the institute and what's the tartib?
Alhamdulillah, normally out of Ramadan, madrasa times begin from 3 to 5. And within Ramadan, from 2:30 to about 4 o'clock. And many of the kids come out from school around 2:30, so it's a big rush. But alhamdulillah, they still come and attend the madrasa. Alhamdulillah, the tartib of the madrasa is such that aside from Quran, surahs and duas, as you can see, we have them learning about different animals, the animal kingdom, etc. So each grade has their file, each grade has their theme. Some do Anbiya alayhimu salam, some do the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, some do the animal kingdom. And we have books and files which they attach to themselves. And like that, they render speeches in the third term. Each one gets a 5-minute speech, etc. So like this, it benefits them, alhamdulillah.
Noman, very interesting. Each grade has their own theme. Subhanallah. So someone Sahaba, someone Anbiya, someone other aspects of deen. Very, very good and educational. Let's take one or two items before we go for the 3 p.m. bulletin.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a hadith now, inshallah, and we're going to call upon Adila to render for us the hadith. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your surname?
Shahan.
MashaAllah. Okay, so Adila, tell us, what's your hadith based on?
Swearing and Quran.
Okay, you can go ahead.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سباب المسلمين فسوق أو كما قال swearing a Muslim is a major sin. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تعهد القرآن أو كما قال take good care of the Quran.
ما شاء الله. Okay, so if you're listening to us on Radio Islam International, we're coming to you live from Richards Bay in KZN, and that's the Rihla venue this week. Alhamdulillah, yesterday we were in Empangeni, and today our place is Richards Bay. The time has just gone 6 minutes to the hour of 3, and we're going to be taking our bulletin, inshallah, soon. And before I go for the break, I'm going to ask you a question, and when we come back on air after the bulletin, that's when we're going to give you a book marker, inshallah, the Quran marker. So my question to you is, in Ramadan, there is a night that is more blessed than... I never even asked a question. Okay, so there's a night that is more virtuous than 1,000 months. What is the name of the night? And I'm going to ask you that question, or I'm going to ask for that answer when we come back after the 3 p.m. bulletin, okay? Are you going to give the answer to your friends?
No.
Why not? You must share. So we must cut the bookmarker in half, okay? Okay, so before we go for the break, we're going to ask my Habib to read for us a few messages coming through. 07221-8384 is the WhatsApp number to dial.
Okay, so let's look at some of the messages, Hafiz Noman. Okay, where did we leave off the last time? Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed Siraj, wishing you all the best with your recitation. With love from your mom, Fatima Khan. MashaAllah to Yumna Mansoor for the beautiful recitation. May Allah accept proud uncle Uzair Mansoor. And then we've got, we enjoin the program. MashaAllah to my beloved nephew Zaid, Musa and all the talented children of Richards Bay, waiting eagerly to hear Huzaifa and Muhammad Musa. Allah bless all the children with his love. Lots of love from Kala Hafsa, Safiya and Humaira from Durban. Hey, y'all are very special, eh, y'all. Assalamu alaikum, mashallah, madrasa, Atfaluddin, you are all doing so well. The next one reads, Assalamu alaikum, mashallah, to Huzaifa and Yumna from a very proud uncle and aunt, Shu'aib and Anisa, all the way from Erasmia. So, Erasmia TV message, our Noman, Jew. Assalamu alaikum, jazakallah to Radio Islam for sterling work. Jazakallah to Mullah Ridwan for his effort. A special message of love and dua, then hugs to Muhammad Ibrahim Desai, my special nephew, and his sister Tasmia Desai, a very special girl in my heart. Muhammad Farooq Gangat, a senior in Richards Bay. Lots of love to my sister Tasneem Desai. A blessed Ramadan to you and your family. All my friends in Richards Bay, wassalam. Yasmin Hassan from Malaysia. Yeah, Uncle Farooq is chilling here back, mashallah. The next one is, Allah bless my sons, Huzaifa, Muhammad and Zaid, proud and exhausted mom. MashaAllah to all our students in Richards Bay from APAS. Okay. MashaAllah, each student is so special. May Allah make them the flag bearers of deen and great jazai khair. Just keep an eye on the clock, Noman. To all who are instrumental in shaping our future through these beautiful children, moved to tears listening to them all the way from Cape Town. Erasmia to Cape Town. Radio Islam is international. Little ones, you all need to give your ustad and ustada a big hug. What about me? Assalamu alaikum. Just want to say I'm very proud of my nephew. And okay, we're going to leave a few messages for after the bulletin, inshallah. 07222 18384.
Okay, the time has just gone 2 minutes to the hour of three. We're going to go for our bulletin, inshallah. When we return, we come to you live from Richards Bay in KZN. Stage 3 minutes past the hour of three. Welcome back to the Nizam Awareness. We said we come to you live from Richards Bay in KZN. And that's the Rihla venue for this weekend. And just to let you know or to remind you, we have the Color of Love competition on Radio Islam International. And inshallah, we're going to be speaking more about it if we do have time. But if you are listening to us on Radio Islam, go to our website, www.radioislam.co.za, and you can click on the page called Color of Love. And this cash prize is 600 rands to give away every weekend, inshallah. You just need to download the picture from our website, color it in, and send a picture to the number that's on the website, and inshallah, you might be in the draw to win your share of 600 rands. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go straight to our itinerary again, and we're going to call Nahla to read for us a surah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And Nahla, what's your surname?
Umarji.
Umarji, mashallah. And how old are you?
9.
9 years of age. And what surah are you going to read for us?
Humazah.
Surah Humazah. Okay, you can go ahead. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Waylun likulli humazatil lumaza. Alladhi jama'a ma'lahu wa addada. Yahsabu anna ma'lahu aghlada. Kalla la yunbadanna fil hutama. وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في أمد ممددة.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And Nahla, very, very well rendered there. Are you reading for us a poem as well?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your poem about?
I need to get my paper.
Okay, you need to get your paper. While we wait for you to get your paper, okay, see your good friend. What's your friend's name?
Adila.
Adila, mashallah. Okay, so what's your poem based on?
Dua.
Dua, okay, you can go ahead.
Today I would like to talk about dua. Dua means to ask when we need anything. We must ask from Allah even if we want new takis for Eid. In this beautiful month of Ramadan, the time before iftar is like cashing a million rand check. If we do not ask from Allah at this time, we are the unfortunate ones. So my dear mummies, stop frying and gather the kids to make dua. Oh my beloved daddy, stop working and start working for the everlasting comfortable life where you need no retirement fund. Dear friends, stop counting the minutes and samosas and start making it count in the land where you don't have to stop playing.
Okay, so mashallah, read for us that part again of stop working and stop what?
My dear mommy, stop crying and gather the kids to make dua. Oh my beloved daddy, stop working and start working for the everlasting comfortable life where you need no retirement fund.
MashaAllah. Okay, so that means no one's getting savouries today because Nahla said, Mommy, stop frying. Oh, that means everyone's going to Nahla's house today for iftar, okay? If you don't get savouries, I'm also going there. That means my Habibi is not going to make for me samosas today. MashaAllah. Very, very well rendered there. What we're going to do is we're going to call upon, is it Razin? Razina or Razin? Razina to read for us. Oh, is it Kazima? Kazima to read a dua for us. Let's call Kazima to the front. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Kazima, what's your surname?
Sheikh.
Kazima Sheikh, mashallah. And how old are you?
8.
8 years of age. And tell us what's your dua based on?
Durood Sharif.
Durood Sharif. Okay, you can start.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim.
MashaAllah. One more time.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim.
Okay, it looks like everyone joined you halfway. One more time.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim.
MashaAllah. Yes, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Next up, we have a speech, and that's going to be by your Mulana. And I got him off guard. That means Mulana has to give us a speech. I'm going to ask Mulana to give us a 1 minute speech. Mulana, your time starts now.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, my respected elders, beloved listeners on Radio Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the short time in this world and the short stay in this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we have to maximize in it. And for this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to maximize, together with this life that we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to leave some investments in this dunya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he told the sahaba ikram, leave an investment in this world and go, what investment was he talking about? And that investment was, waladan salihan tarakahu. Leave behind a child, an offspring who will be pious, an offspring which will be educated regarding what is right and wrong, know what is halal and haram. And regards to this, when you will leave this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you reap from these investments as well.
I mean, inshallah. Mulana, you went over 10 seconds. Now that means Mulana owes me a chocolate. What chocolate should I ask Mulana for? Arrow. Tax. Mulana, you owe me a big tax like this. This size. Remember, Mulana owes me one, okay? Okay, mashallah. Next up, we're going to have the 99 names by Siraj. And his co-pilot. Let's see who's his co-pilot. Come to the front. It looks like Siraj is tired already. Siraj always acts tired. Oh, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And how are you, Siraj?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And who's your co-pilot?
Radia.
Radia, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Are you excited to be on the Nazam Hour?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what talent you guys have.
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير العلي العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحسن المبدي المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الاول الاخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والاكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني الماني الضال النافي النور الهادي البديع الباقي الواعث الرشيد الصبور.
MashaAllah, very, very well rendered. Mulana, the hadith on learning the 99 names of Allah, and what's the benefit of it?
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who memorizes the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dakhal al-jannah, then the person will enter into Jannah, paradise which we all aspire for.
MashaAllah. So we're all going to learn the 99 names of Allah. How many of us know the 99 names? All of them, yeah. Okay, even if it's some of them, we must learn, inshallah, all of them so that we can all enter into Jannah, inshallah, okay? And you know, I was just thinking now, I was thinking with the Dex chocolate, I won't be able to eat it now. Oh, so rather we make Mulana sing a nursam. What do you think of that? Yes, I think we'll make Mulana sing Hasbi Rabbi. What do you think of that? Yeah, so Mulana can start preparing. Mulana, prepare all of you. Now we're going to get Mulana. Mahabi, what do you think of that? Of Ek or Kalam. Okay, so maybe two nazams. Okay, mashallah. What we're going to do is we're going to ask, inshallah, all the students to just be here with us. We're going to be singing that and actually give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Okay, inshallah, we'll be singing that closer towards the end of our program, okay? We're going to call upon Siraj to read for us his surah. Siraj has been telling me, he says, he's worried, Mulana. He told me he's worried because he's on air. So I told him, don't stress, you're going to become famous on air.
Siraj told me yesterday, Mulana, my mother never get the SMS for the program. Please send my mother the program, the message. Send his mother the message. I'm going myself to show my mother on the phone. I need to attend this program.
MashaAllah. Okay, Siraj, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And tell us, what's your surname?
Khan.
Siraj Khan. And how old are you?
I'm 10.
10 years of age. Okay, and tell us, what surah are you going to read?
Suratul Qadr.
Suratul Qadr. Okay, you can go ahead.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام حتى مطلع الفجر Sadaqallahul Adeem.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Okay, so, who remembers the question I asked before the break? Not the answer, the question. Let's see how well you were listening to my question. So what I'm going to do now is the person who gives the right question before the answer, I'm going to give you a keyring, okay? Just mahala. Not the answer, the question. Okay, Ma Bukhari, you always behind the scene. Tell us, who should we choose? Ma Bukhariya. Okay, who's... Is it what a BMW Kurta? Okay, let's call him to the front. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And tell me, where did you buy the BMW Kurta from?
Durban.
From Durban?
Yes.
So do you make donuts when you stay here in the masjid?
No.
No? But when you wear BMW, then you must spin. Then I don't know if you remember, you know, you put your stokies on and then you make donuts in the sand. Then it's like that smoke that comes out. But don't do it, Molana's going to shout me also, okay? So tell me, what's the question?
The question was, what day in Ramadan has like a virtue of 1,000 months?
Okay, which is better than 1,000 months. MashaAllah. So Ma Bukhari is going to give you from that packet a keyring, okay?
Jazakallah.
Okay, you can go to Ma Bukhari. Now let's see who knows the answer. Ooh, Ma Habib, now you have to choose the answer, people. Ooh, Ma Habib says he's going to close his eyes and pick. But how is he going to know who he's pointing at? Okay, come to the front. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Adila.
Adila, okay, what's the answer?
Laylatul Qadr.
Laylatul Qadr, and who taught you that answer?
My parents.
Your parents. So you're going to give them the bookmark then?
No.
No, but they taught it to you. Okay, so I got a good plan for you. Just cut that bookmark in three, okay? One for your mommy, one for your daddy, one for you. Okay, Jazakallah, yes. So which night is more virtuous than 1,000 months? And that is Laylatul Qadr. Okay, so next up we have Huzaifa that's going to be reading for us in Surah, inshallah. Let's call Huzaifa to the front. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And Huzaifa Musa, how old are you?
11.
11 years old. And what grade are you in?
Jamaat 6.
Jamaat 6. So one more Jamaat and then you leave the Jamaat school. Are you excited to leave the school, or are you sad in a year's time?
Sad.
You sad? Why are you sad? Tell us. Or are you happy but you just don't want to say it in front of Molana? Okay, you can go ahead.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, very very well rendered there, and I'm seeing Molana, a lot of the students, they learned, like, you know, the poems, the surahs, everything well. It's going to become easy for them to learn the Quran, inshallah, to become hafiz.
Inshallah, that's what we aspire for in our tartib of our madrasa. We try and start them as early as possible from grade R moving onwards. So by the time they get to that age, they are more fluent in recitation, and that, and the enthusiasm to do his of Quran is there as well, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen. Okay, so next up we're going to call Hanna, and she's going to be rendering for us a poem. Let's call Hanna to the front. Once we're done with Hanna's poem, Mulana, we're going to be going and checking all the messages, inshallah. 07-222-18384. Send your messages of motivation and support, inshallah, to the Nizam Hour youngsters. Okay, Hanna, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your surname?
Hanna Akadeem.
Hanna Akadi.
Akadeem.
Akadeem. Sure. The surnames I'm hearing here, Mulana, I've never heard before. Richard's Bay. It's a country on its own. That's why I said, you know, it's a country on its own. Okay, Hannah, what's your poem based on?
Like a little speech.
It's a speech. Okay, you can
like
go ahead.
Food for thought.
Okay, food for thought. I'm thinking of food now. I'm thinking of food because I'm fasting. Ish. Okay, you can start.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Number one, Iman. Iman is the diamond, and the rubber of Iman is Shaitan. Number two, Salah is a diamond, and the rubber of Salah is laziness. Number three is Dhikr. Dhikr is a diamond, and the rubber of Dhikr is backbiting. Four, Ilm. Ilm is a diamond, and the rubber of Ilm is proudness. Five, to make Ikrami Muslim is a diamond, and the rubber of Ikrami Muslim is to show. And finally, number six, Tabligh. Tabligh is a diamond, and the rubber of Tabligh is not caring. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. Okay, so just read fast the 6 points again. Just the names of the points.
Iman, Salah, Dhikr, Ilm, Ikrami Muslim, and Tabligh.
MashaAllah. Okay, so what was the third point? Oh, he was falling off to sleep, Anna. That means he owes you a chocolate maybe now. Because he never listened to you. What was the third point? Ilm and Dhikr. Is that correct? Okay, so Hannah is your teacher and she's checking out the memo, what's correct. And can he get a keyring? Okay,
yeah.
So you can get a keyring from Abu Khari, okay? MashaAllah. Okay, so that's going to motivate our young ones, Molana, to listen. Mahabib, messages coming through? Okay, assalamu alaikum, mashallah, Muhammad Asmal, Allah keep the Quran firm in your heart from your nanny and Kala and Mama Ji and Mami from Port Shepston. Okay, next we have a message saying, assalamu alaikum, mashallah to all the kids of Richards Bay Madrasa, and especially for my loving granddaughter, Saliha Qasim. Mashallah, Nani and Nana are listening from Ladysmith. Well done, Saliha. Okay, that's another one. Salams, mashallah to my nephew, Muhammad Asmal, on his recitation from his proud foy, Sajida Asmal, and his daddy from Stenga.
Wow.
Sure. Why are they listening while they're making Halim?
Yeah, yeah. Stenger, then we had Port Shepston, Erasmia, Cape Town, Ladysmith. It's happening.
Yes, another one saying, Salams, mashallah, Zaid, waiting to hear Huzaifa and Muhammad Musa. Allah make them successful in both worlds and the madrasa grow from strength to strength. From Ma in which area can you say?
Ikopo.
Ikopo. Is that right? Okay, so that's a message from Ikopo. It's in KZN, right? Okay, assalamu alaikum. I'm very proud of my great grandchildren, Huzaifa and Yumna, from Mai and Gori Dadi in Richards Bay. Okay, let's go to the next one. Salams, please let all the Hives boys read the surah. I think that message is coming from the Hives boys, man.
Yeah, a difficult one.
Yes. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Can you please let the Hives boys read a surah each? Jazakallah. Okay, going to another message. Assalamu alaikum. Mashallah, Hanna Akadeen. May Allah keep you steadfast on deen. We are proud of you, mom and dad, and your brothers. Okay, mashallah, very, very well rendered there. And messages coming through 07221-18384. Even if you're listening from the comfort of your home, send your messages of motivation for our young ones here in Richards Bay, KZN. The time has just gone 23 minutes past the hour of 3. And just to remind you, remember the Radio Islam Nazam, our team is running the Color of Love competition. And inshallah, there will be 600 rands up for grabs next week and the weeks thereafter, inshallah. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to call Bin Ali and to read for us a surah. Bin Ali. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And Bin Ali, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, so Bin Ali, is that your name or is that your surname?
Surname.
What's your name?
Muhammad.
Muhammad Bin Ali. And are you doing Hifz?
No.
So what grade are you in?
7.
Okay, so you are in Jamaat 7. And are you excited to leave the school?
No.
No? Okay, give us a reason why.
Because instead of leaving, I'd rather continue with Quran and continue with Hifz.
MashaAllah. Okay, you can go ahead with your surah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة الرافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا فبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة فالسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم صدق الله العظيم جزاك الله خير
ما شاء الله. Do you know the full surah? Okay, so I think maybe Mulana, the night when they're reading the surah, inshallah, he can lead from the front. We're just joking. But inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength and make you a complete and dedicated hafiz, inshallah. Okay, so next up, what we're going to do is we're going to ask the whole madrasa, Mulana, or the whole school?
No, some are absent.
Oh, some of them are absent. But we're going to ask all of you, inshallah, to stand up and read for us the nasheed, give thanks to Allah, and I'm going to join you. Can I join you guys? But I only know the first line, so every time you say, give thanks to Allah, I'm just going to say that. Okay, let's all stand up and we're going to read that, okay? Okay, so Siraj, are you the lead nasheed singer?
Okay.
Oh, Mulana took it away from Siraj. Okay, let's see who's going to be reading from the side. Mulana, who can we give the mic to?
Stand here, stand here. You might come in front.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give it to Shaitan. Oh, you believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Raziquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. He is our creator, He is our sustainer, and He is the one who has power over all.
Did you see I was singing with you guys? Did I know the words?
G.
No.
G.
Oh, okay. They sing G because they want a magnet or something, maybe. Okay, Jazakallah, very, very well rendered there. Next up, we're going to call, let me just check the name, Toha, to read for us a hadith. Toha, come to the front. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
And Toha, what's your surname?
Ali.
Ali. And yes. What grade are you in?
Jamaat 3.
Jamaat 3, okay. And what's your hadith about?
We're making your father angry.
We're making your father angry?
Yes.
Oh, is your father here? Oh, does he make you angry? Okay, you can start.
سخط الربي في سخط الوالد أو كما قال Allah Ta'ala is angry with a person whose father is angry with him.
MashaAllah, you can read it one more time.
سخط الربي في سخط الوالد أو كما قال Allah Ta'ala is angry with a person whose father is angry with him.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
Mahabib?
Yes, a very important hadith shared by the youngster that Sakhatul Rabbi fi Sakhatul Walidi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure lies in the pleasure of the father. And if the father is displeased, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also displeased. This is with regards to matters of deen. So let's say if the father is displeased with the youngster because of, let's say he's keeping a beard, that in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be displeased because it is contrary to the teachings of the deen. So this hadith implies to the aspects of deen and also those matters which are permissible and permitted. So we should try our utmost best to please our parents, and as long as it does not break the core orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah, Habib, Jazakallah for that. Okay, so now I'm going to be giving away another juzdan. Okay, so, but what, I'm going to ask you the question, and after that we'll go for one more kirat or one more surah, and then I'll ask you the answer, okay? So my question to you is, what's the dua when breaking your fast? Oh, but remember, if you read the dua, you won't have kajur, eh? For breaking fast. You know the dua for breaking fast? Oh, it looks like Siraj is going to break his fast. Right, Shama? Okay, so, just keep the answers to yourself. And we're going to call upon Majid to read for us a portion from the Quran. Majid? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your surname?
Nuh.
Nuh. MashaAllah. And what grade are you in?
Jamaat 4.
Jamaat 4, mashallah. And what surah are you going to read for us?
Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman. You're going to read the whole one for us?
No.
Okay, you can start. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ar-Rahman. Allama al-Qur'an. Khalaqa al-insan. Allama al-bayan. الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض أرضها للأنام فيها فاتحة والنخل ذات الأكمام.
Jazakallah khairan. Inshallah, mashallah, Majid, very well rendered there. And next up, we're going to be asking the answer. Mulana, do you think they know the answer?
Many of them know it. They all look forward to iftar.
Yeah.
So it's something they learned way before Ramadan.
Okay, so what are you going to give me if I choose you? Shh, guys, don't listen. We're speaking quietly. What are you going to give me? He's going to give me a Dex chocolate. Okay, deal. No one is listening, okay? Okay, perfect. Okay, Mona Bukharia, let's see who do we choose to give the answer. Mona Bukharia just points. We don't know where the point drops.
What
color, what color, Mulana?
The black kurta.
Huzaifa Musa, shalom. Huzaifa, come to the front.
If you get stuck, Huzaifa, if you give it to the next person, eh?
If you get stuck, and if you get it correct, I give you the juzdan, and you have to give me an arrow chocolate, okay?
Allahumma ala qasumtu wa bika amantu wa ala rizkika aftartu.
Is it right, guys? See? But normally when you read the dua at home, you're happy because you're eating. So why are you guys so sad now? Because you're not eating. Mulana, is that correct?
Correct, mashallah.
Mashallah. Okay, so the Nazm Awad Juzdan goes to Muhammad Musa. And don't run away. You can read for us the surah that you were going to read for us. You can start.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يؤتيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. Amen.
Amin, mashallah, very well rendered there. And yes, Muhammad Musa is the winner of the Juzdan for the second question that we asked. Don't be sad. Or was it Huzaifa Musa? Who is Muhammad? Oh, Muhammad is sad. He's saying, no, I didn't get a Juzdan. Okay, no problem. Huzaifa will share with you, okay? Just ask your mommy to cut the Juzdan and stitch it. Okay? Oh, you want a bookmarker? Okay, but I think the fight is going to happen at home.
I think the Musa family, I don't know, they signed some petition with Radio Islam. One way, they're taking all the hadiahs.
Siraj told me he's going to give me a text. You know what the Musas are giving me? They're giving me... not samosas. Siraj says the Musas are giving me samosas. I think that's true. Okay, so let's call upon Yasin to read for us a poem. And let's ask him what his poem based on. I think because of Siraj's answer, I'm going to give him a keyring. He wants a keyring. Oh, what do you want? You want a keyring or a bookmarker?
Bookmarker.
Okay, so go to Mahabib. Mahabib will give you one bookmarker from there, okay? Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Yasin Ali. Today I will recite you a poem about Ibrahim. The whole tribe, including the king that wore the crown, threw him into the fire. He had red blaze and haze. Just like a maze, he could not escape. But when he saw his first grape, it became cool as a pool. He ate in there, so he had no aid for the people who threw him in there. And they were the ones who had just despair. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, very well rendered there. And finally, we're going to ask Leah to come read for us a surah. And after that, inshallah, what we're going to do is we're going to call upon Huzaifa Mansur, who read for us the Nasheed Mere Mola in the start, inshallah. He's going to be reading for us the Nasheed on Kunao Ke Adat Mola. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, Leah, what surah are you going to read for us?
Surah Duha.
Okay, you can start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يؤتيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث.
MashaAllah, very well read there. And the name was Leah, right?
Yeah, Suleiman.
MashaAllah, Leah Suleiman. Okay, so finally what we're going to do is we're going to ask Huzaifa Mansur to come to the front and read for us the final Nasheed, inshallah. After that, Mala Habib is going to be saying some of the messages that are coming through. And while Mala Habib reads the messages out, I want the boys and girls to make one line each. Then you're going to say your name on air quickly and get your chocolate and CD from Bukhariya's table, okay?
Stand up in a straight line.
Okay.
Kunaho ki adam.
رحمت سے اپنی مٹا میرے مولا مجھے نے کوئی نہ سا بنا میری مولا مجھے استقامت تو ایمان پہ دے دے مجھے استقامت تو ایمان پہ دے دے پھر غیر خاتمہ میری مولا مجھے نے کوئی نہ سا بنا میری مولا گناہوں کی عادت چھڑا میرے مولا مجھے نے کوئی نہ سا بنا میری مولا
MashaAllah, Jazakallah khairan for that. Hafiz Noman, that brings us to the end of the program in terms of the children. And we will now be handing out some gifts for the kiddies that are lining up here, MashaAllah. In the meanwhile, I'm going to read the messages that have come through. We are enjoying the program, MashaAllah, to my beloved nephew Zaid Musa and all the talented children of Richards Bay, waiting for... Okay, this was sent earlier on, so Alhamdulillah, he did get a chance. MashaAllah, Kazima Sheikh from your foy and family in Vakastrom. Is that also a place? Vakastrom is close by one. Oh, we're getting to hear a lot of names today. Assalamu alaikum, MashaAllah, to the children of Richards Bay Madrasa. Well done, Saliha, Qasim, Mamu, and Parnaz and Safura. Heard you, MashaAllah, from Durban. Okay, Dubs and all. The next one, Assalamu alaikum, MashaAllah to Kazima Sheikh and all the students. Well done to Kazima from her family in Balito and Phoenix. And also, MashaAllah and well done to the Maulanas and the Apas. Jazakallah khairan for that. MashaAllah, Hanna, Allah make you a star of Deen, Yasin and Taha Ali, well done. So these are the messages that have come through in terms of the listeners. So this is the last one we're going to take. Please ask my Muhammad Musa to read. He was very excited about reading. He ironed his kurta and got ready to come for the program. Where's Muhammad Musa?
Muhammad Musa, did you read?
Where is he?
Okay, we're going to ask you to read.
Oh, shame.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kul a'udhu rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas. الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله
I think you know he prepared so much give him let him read one more surah inshallah
one more surah okay you want to read fast maybe surah ikhlas kulullah
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
So is that Muhammad Musa? Okay. So, very well done. Jazakallah khairan to everyone. I hope everybody did everybody get a chance to come on air? If anybody did not, you got the last 3 minutes before we sign out. Everybody? Maulana in the Qubba? Yazid, yeah. Let Yazid do an item there, mashallah.
Okay, Yazid, what you going to do first?
Dua.
You're going to read first a dua. Okay, what dua?
Dua for parents. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا
امين ما شاء الله what's your name
سهيل
surname
راوت
what you gonna read for
سورتين
you can go in
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to ask our youngsters to quickly say their name, one boy, one girl, and then you can collect your chocolate, your CD, your sweet, your magnet, and then you can say Assalamu alaikum to all of us, okay? Okay, Assalamu alaikum, what's your name?
Abdul Majid.
My name is Faliha.
Yasin, Ali, Yumna, Sahil, Muslima,
Muhammad,
Saliha, Yazid, Ya, Toha, Toha,
Zahra, Ahmed Siraj,
Zahra Sullivan, Muhammad Siraj, Aila Shahan, Huzaifa Mansoor, Nahla Umarji, Muhammad, Kazima Sheikh, Zaid, Nasiya Suleiman,
Hana, Huzaifa Musa,
Rabia Muhammad.
MashaAllah, those were all the youngsters that were at our Nizam Hour here in Richards Bay, Masjid al-Rahmah in KZN, KwaZulu-Natal, the Zululand. That's where the Nizam Hour came to you live from. The time has just gone almost 15 minutes to the hour of 4. And that's a wrap from the Nizam Hour team here in Masjid al-Rahmah, Juma Masjid in Richards Bay, KZN. It was wonderful being in your company on the Nizam Hour from all of us here, myself, Nawan Panchmaya, Maulana Habib Bobat, Maulana Ismail Bukharia, and from all our guests here as well. Till next week, where we come to you live from Middelburg, inshallah. The Nizam Hour team will be in Middelburg from 2 to 4 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.